as Jim and I have discussed, that ABC News, the very next day on November 9th, reported that this is a quote, the Federal Aviation Administration said it did not approve any commercial launches around the Los Angeles area on Monday, November 8th. To add to the mystery of what's on the videotape, the FAA said a radar replay of a large area west of Los Angeles did not reveal any fast-moving unidentified targets in that area. There was nothing that would have fit that on radar. The FAA also said it did not receive any reports of any unusual sightings from pilots who were flying in the area on Monday afternoon, November 8th. And Jim, you have been putting together kind of a timeline that starts from around that 5:15 from people who have worked in missiles all the way through. Why don't you just start and lay out what you have found?
Well, to begin with, I got a call from an old high school friend of mine that was a missile launch officer in North Dakota, and he had heard the news reports where they were trying to say that this was just a misidentified airplane contrail. And he said, I can't believe that. He said, I saw those videos. He said, that was a missile launch. And then to add some cachet to that was retired Air Force Brigadier General Jim Cash, former assistant director of NORAD, with considerable experience in missile launches. And let me just tell you what he said. In my opinion, there's absolutely no doubt that what was captured on video off the coast of California was a missile launch, was clearly observed by NORAD, assessed by a four-star general in minutes, and passed to the president immediately. Now, the question that still must be answered is why NORAD's muted response was simply that North America was not threatened, and later our government approved the lame excuse that the picture recorded was simply an aircraft leaving a contrail. This decision was made far above the four-star level, and because the system in place demands it, was made by the president himself.
And, Jim, what is so odd, Hillary Clinton was on CNN, I believe, for a very brief clip somewhere between November 8th and November 9th, and she said, I think this could possibly be a show of force by China. Now, where was Barack Obama on November 8th and 9th?
He was in Asia in preparation for the G20 meeting over there, which many pundits were saying he was trying to urge the Asian nations, particularly China, to continue to accept U.S. dollars as trade currency and please don't downgrade us our rating. It also could have been in retaliation for exercises conducted in late August, joint exercises between the U.S. Navy and South Korea in the South China Sea, where they were firing off missiles and generally putting on a show of force. And one of the ideas seems to be that, okay, we were flexing our military muscles and that China came over and retaliated. Now, it's interesting that Hillary Clinton said it could have been a Chinese missile because, according to a report on CNN.com, the Russian Federal Space Agency stated, and this sounds pretty detailed, that an Akron 1 military satellite on November the 8th had detected the signature of a YJ-62 subsonic anti-ship missile fired from a Chinese People Liberation Navy type 041 Yan-class submarine known to be patrolling approximately 30 miles off the California coast.
And for that kind of detail to come from Russia, to me, I read that in between the lines. Russia was going to make sure that the United States was not going to get away with somebody saying this was an airliner taking off from Los Angeles.
Exactly. And the Russian report went on to say that this was an exercise by the Chinese involving a electromagnetic pulse, an EMP pulse, and the object was twofold, to see if this exercise and if this EMP pulse could work in a localized fashion and to judge the response time by the U.S. Navy.
And at 6 o'clock, right?
Right.
Which would be about 45 minutes later. After the missile is videotaped.
And could have been explained by the time zone change.
Right.
About an hour later, or at the same time, in a time zone.
It's out in the Pacific. We're talking about the Catalina Island area was where the missile was videotaped
right.
by the CBS.
And about 200 miles on further west, we have the giant cruise ship Carnival Splendor, which went dead in the water. All the engines quit. All the power went off. They were just dead in the water. And in fact, in an interview with USA Today, Clark Dodge, the former chief engineer for the Washington State Ferries, said that an engine room fire and damage to a generator or switchboard should not have shut down other generators and engines. And he said, quote, what happened makes no sense to me. And I've been trying to check on that. And as of this late date, there's still no real definitive answer on what happened to the Carnival Splendor. So that lends a lot of support to what the Russians said about a EMP pulse. Now, the second part of the test was see the response time of the U.S. Military.
Which is not very favorable.
Not very favorable, because it took the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan and the Coast Guard 11 hours to get to the stricken ship.
It's incredible.
Now, you know, here they are groping us at the airport in the name of security, and it appears that a foreign nation launched a missile 30 miles off our coast and had 11 hours to get away.
Yeah. Now, that was November 8th. November 9th, we have CBS and ABC reporting that the FAA is saying there's absolutely no radar signature of anything that would match what was on videotape. That is what makes this such a strong case. This was videotape.
Yes.
And we've all seen that videotape.
Right. And if you've seen the earlier versions, the first versions of the videotape, before they edited some and only showed just a smoky trail, you can see a cylindrical object with flame coming out the bottom.
That's right. And that smoke is brown. It is dirty. What happens if we are launching a missile?
The rocket fuel that we use, both military missiles and at Cape Canaveral, just think, people think about what you've seen. Big, billowing, white clouds of smoke. This dirty, brown exhaust tells me and tells many other experts that this was not a United States missile.
Right. So now we've got, George, what looks like beginning to be physical evidence mm-hmm. that we have had a launch from something that even Hillary Clinton implied while Barack Obama was in Asia, that this could be China doing a show of force off the California coast. And I ask if Jim would go to a remote viewer and just see for interest, without having any other knowledge, what would a remote viewer say about that November 8th, somewhere 5 to 5:15 p.m. near Catalina Island? And Jim, what did you do and what did you find?
Okay, well, I went to what I consider one of the best sources, which is a former Army training officer for their remote viewing grill flame unit, Lynn Buchanan, who now heads Problems, Solutions, Innovations in Alamogordo, New Mexico. And, of course, I didn't want to front-load him. I didn't want to ask him what it was. I sent him a eight-digit number, eight digits, and it represented, my question was, what happened off the coast of California on November the 8th.
So, George, Lynn did not even have the question in any kind of English text.
Okay. That's right. He had eight digits, and he came back, and he, very succinct little report, he said this was definitely a missile fired from a submarine, and it was fired as part of a test of a system under development. And one of the objects, he said, was to see if it could be tracked by radar, which it could not. In fact, he referred to it, quote, as a stealth missile.
Jeez.